Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hi, beauty friends. Jill here. I wanted to jump on the mic before we get into today's episode, which was actually pre-recorded several weeks ago. Last week, we dedicated space to hashtag amplify melanated voices, sharing some important media, podcast, and social media resources with you. This week, we return to our regularly scheduled programming, but before we do, we want to fill you in on a few more actionable steps we're taking right now to continue our commitment to the movement. Firstly, watch this space to hear more Black founders and influencers share their stories, plus hair, skin, and makeup pros sharing their expertise. Secondly, we want to support any Black creators interested in starting your own podcast, so we can share the skills that we've learned over the past 3.5 years of creating Breaking Beauty. So everything from best practices on technical setup to remote recordings, scripts, production, how to monetize, and more. So if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or have an existing show, simply drop us a note on email at breakingbeautypodcast@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing from you, and we'll link to that contact in today's show notes. And then at Breaking Beauty, we're all about founders. So we're committing to ongoing monthly donations to the Black Business and Professional Association. Their mission is to encourage and support the pursuit of entrepreneurship, professional excellence, higher education, and economic empowerment of Black Canadians. And as a podcast that loves the spirit of entrepreneurs, we're proud to support them. These are first steps toward amplifying melanated voices, and we hope you'll help support with your listening along the way. And now, on to the podcast. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hi, guys. Hi, Jill.
We're coming out with another Damn Goods episode today.
Yeah. So summer is coming up. It's just a few weeks away, hence why today's episode is dedicated to sunscreens and specifically mineral sunscreens.
Very exciting. I know this is a highly requested topic.
We called in at least 30 of them to test for this episode. And actually, there's a slew of headlines that have come out lately. I don't know if you've seen them, that are suggesting that we need to wear sunscreen, even if we're indoors, even if you're in a condo with no balcony, et cetera, because of the windows.
That's interesting. Yeah, I know that windows filter out UVB rays, which we know are responsible for burning, but windows do not filter out UVA rays.
That's right.
Which are the ones responsible for aging. They just go deeper into the skin. So that's what they're saying. You need that broad spectrum protection, even if you're sitting in front of a window. But I feel like I do wear SPF every single day, so I feel covered, but that might be news to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I typically throughout the year will wear a daily moisturizer with SPF. But around this time of year is when I swap over and I like to wear a proper sunscreen, you know, all over. And then I just will wear like a moisturizer underneath and just get more of that block. So some people might be wondering why we're focusing on mineral sunscreen specifically today. They're also known as physical sunscreen, or in the chemical world, they're known as inorganic sunscreens. And there is a reason for that. And it actually goes back to an episode that we released recently with Dr. Dennis Gross. It was episode 111. If you want to go back and listen.
Well, we all know that Dr. Dennis Gross just celebrated 20 years with his iconic alpha beta peels. But of course, he's a highly respected board certified dermatologist with a background in skin cancer research. And he was telling us during the interview about a public statement that he had just issued citing concerns around chemical filters in our sunscreens. And that was all based on a study released by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And as Dr. Gross pointed out during our chat, he always plays it safe.
Yeah. So this was an issue that started picking up steam last year when the initial studies came out. A follow-up study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association just in January 2020 of this year. And that's what made him kind of sound the alarm. So the study showed that all six common chemical sunscreen ingredients, we're talking about avobenzone, oxybenzone, homosalate, octisalate, octinoxate, and which one did I miss? Octocrylene, I think. I'm probably mispronouncing those last ones. So they were administered in four different sunscreen formulations, and it was found that they were all systemically absorbed with plasma concentrations that surpassed the FDA threshold. So in other words, like they exceeded those levels, and that's why, you know, Dr. Dennis Gross was like, well, only physical sunscreens from now on, people. We're going to link to that study over on our blog. But, you know, one thing that I can pull from that study that I can tell you is that oxybenzone in particular, that's a suspected hormone disruptor, and it showed an absorption rate 188 times the safe level after one application. And all of the chemicals that I mentioned that were tested stayed elevated in the bloodstream anywhere from 1 to 21 days, depending on the chemical sunscreen ingredient. So if you don't like attack this data and try to look anywhere else for meaning in terms of what the upshot is, this is going to sound really scary.
Yeah. And we want to be clear here. We are not about fear mongering. And in fact, everything is a chemical. It really is. But I do appreciate and hear what the FDA is saying here. And the FDA itself concluded that additional testing is necessary to determine whether these ingredients are generally recognized as safe. So the idea being that even if, okay, yeah, there maybe they are hanging around in the bloodstream, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're having any harmful effect. And so, you know, there's the Dr. Dennis Gross people out there that are going to say, okay, I'm going to just stay fully on the sidelines until further testing is done. But everyone has different levels of risk, right?
Right. And in the meantime, they're saying, quote, these findings do not indicate that individuals should refrain from the use of sunscreen. So they're not pulling the plug on that. And I think most dermatologists would agree that the best SPF is the one that you'll actually use. You know, so you've got to like it to be able to comply and use it every day and stay safe under the sun.
No matter what SPF you go for, you should always look for broad spectrum coverage on the label and a minimum SPF 30 for adequate protection. And no matter what SPF, you want to be reapplying it throughout the day. I'm always out there with my hat on and my beach umbrella and like long sleeves a lot of the time. So I'm just like taking every single precaution I can. And don't forget that UV damage is responsible for 90% of skin aging. So it really is your number one friend when it comes to an anti-aging product in skincare.
Absolutely. So this category of mineral sunscreen is exploding, absolutely exploding right now. Every sort of sunscreen company or skincare company that had a chemical sunscreen formula now has a mineral option for you if that's what you prefer. So the challenge with mineral sunscreens in the past was that you always had to make concessions. You know, they were too oily, they were too thick, they were too white. it was gloopy to get out. And, I think a lot of us can relate to this. You always know when you have a mineral sunscreen in your arsenal at the beach because you pass it to somebody, your husband or whoever, and they can't see themselves. And they just look, foolish. And you're like, well, at least they're covered.
Yeah, they're ghostly. Exactly.
But the good news is that they really are coming a long way with the technology. And that's what's really exciting. And that's what we wanted to focus on in today's episode.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we're rounding up our favorites for dry skin, oily skin, normal skin. We even have one that's for those girls that love a glow. And there's a clean option too. And be sure to stay tuned till the end to find out which drugstore buy made our cut.
All of the products mentioned will be listed on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And, as I said, we must have tried over 30. I want to do a disclaimer, though. We didn't take these to the beach. We are under quarantine, guys. So this was really based on our personal preference. A lot of it is how it goes on immediately, the aesthetic of it, how well it kind of turned invisible on our skin. And all we can say is that SPF is a personal preference. So much depends on your skin type, your skin tone, and your texture. We are sharing our personal favorites, and hopefully they'll work for you as well.
So with all of that being said, here are our top damn good mineral sunscreen reviews of the season just ahead. And now a quick pause to let you know about one of our new show partners, True Botanicals. Is anyone else out there craving a self-care moment? I know for me, self-care, a huge part of it is my daily skincare routine. And that's why I wanted to tell you guys about True Botanicals. And they're an all-natural and organic skincare line that's delivered straight to your door. True Botanicals, they use ingredients that are pure, potent, and proven to work. In fact, they collaborated with researchers at leading universities like Carnegie Mellon and Cornell to identify nourishing botanical extracts that are rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and essential fatty acids to develop their efficacious formula. And what really stood out to me is that in three separate clinical trials, True Botanicals outperformed products from brands like La Mer and Proactive. So that's really saying something. I'm going to tell you about my favorite product from the line, and that is their Vitamin C Booster. I love it because it's in a powdered format, which means it's more stable. How I like to use it is I just put a couple of drops of the powder in my serum or my moisturizer, and I use it at night. And over time, it really helps to improve skin's radiance, get rid of hyperpigmentation. Love it. And True Botanicals is an award-winning line, and they have regimens for anti-aging, for sensitive skin, acne-prone skin. They even have products that are safe for pregnant women. You guys have to try True Botanicals for yourself, and we've got an exclusive offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Get 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/beauty. Once again, you get 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/beauty. We will link to this offer in our show notes and on our blog. And one more time, it's truebotanicals.com/beauty for 15% off. And now back to the podcast.
All right, Jill. So biggest topic around mineral sunscreen is sheer, invisible. Mm-hmm. They all claim to be sheer and invisible. You tried a new one that's out there. Tell us what it was and what do you think?
Yeah. So the first one that we're going to review is the Dermalogica Invisible Physical Defense SPF 30. It's $54 US and 77 Canadian. Ouch. A little expensive for sure. Mm-hmm. So, I stan Dermalogica. My entire top shelf, like half of it is Dermalogica, and I talk about them all the time. And I love their Prisma Protect sunscreen that has chemical filters. I love that one that came out last year. So what's really interesting to me is that they're really going after that invisible, blendable formula. So they use ultra sheer non-nano zinc oxide particles for broad spectrum protection. And it has, I believe, 22% zinc oxide in it. So you would think would go on really white and thick. And I have to say that actually zinc oxide pigments and titanium dioxide pigments, they're often the pigments that manufacturers use in white paint. Mm-hmm. So you understand the challenge that these brands have to make these particular ingredients look invisible on the skin.
And also not allowing them to be too small, like nanoparticles, where they're going to enter the bloodstream, right? So it's this exactly. Fine balance. It's all about micronized particles now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So right out of the gate, I will say that this is amazing to blend onto the skin. I did find that it went on invisible. I loved how my skin looked kind of a little bit matte afterwards. It wasn't like greasy or oily. And I felt like I didn't have that white cast, which is that dreaded thing that, of course, we all want to avoid. So I will definitely be reaching for this throughout the summer. I would say, though, that it's just meant as an SPF. This is not meant as a moisturizer. So if you are someone who craves a lot more hydration, you'll definitely want to wear like a serum underneath or your typical moisturizer and then put this on top, because it's not meant for that. It's not meant for moisturizing. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing that I want to talk about with this brand or with this particular launch is that they actually even created a whole website called invisiblephysical.com. And they are saying, and in the press launch that we went to, that this is invisible on every single skin tone. And when you go to the website, I love that they have inclusive models. They have Black women on this website. They showed us slides where they put this on Black skin and it was meant to be invisible. Now, I did dig further on this topic because, you know, we are two white women. We can't assess this for dark skin tones. So I did do some internet research and I wanted to see what some women of color were saying about this. One video that I watched from Simply EJ, she is a YouTuber. And she's a Black woman. And so when I watched this video, you could see when she was rubbing it in, it unfortunately was not invisible. And she was really trying to blend it in and went over and over her skin, trying to get it to work into her skin. And you could still see a white cast. Mm-hmm. She said it wasn't bad, but she said, I would wear this out if I wasn't going anywhere important.
Wow.
So I do think that that has to be said, because I don't want to mislead anybody, because I do believe when you see the word invisible, it's very exciting, mm-hmm. especially if you are a person with dark skin.
Right.
So I just want to make that clear mm-hmm. to people, because it is very expensive. That's the other thing about it.
Yeah.
We had skin therapist Deja Ayadele on our show, episode 73 last summer, and she's the founder of the Black Skin Directory in the UK. So we did ask her for her recommendation of the best mineral sunscreen that she thought worked best for dark skin tones. Mm-hmm. And she recommended the brand Unsun. She said the Unsun mineral tinted face sunscreen in medium dark mm-hmm. worked well.
Yeah.
Unsun is one of the very few sunscreen brand founded by a Black woman.
Right. Okay.
So yeah. It's actually Frank Ocean's mother.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Deja is an esthetician, an educator, and a friend of our show. And just before we move on, we wanted to update you guys on an amazing workshop she's offering online around the topic of hyperpigmentation. In case you have experienced that from not wearing sunscreen or genetics, we get a lot of questions on this topic. So we asked her to drop us a line with an update on what she's up to.
Hi, Jill and Carleen. It's Deja here. I hope you're well. I wanted to tell Breaking Beauty listeners about my hyperpigmentation workbook, which is available right now for download on my website. It's £9.99 and can be found at www.westroomaesthetics.com. It's really targeted at people who are tackling hyperpigmentation for the first time and setting the groundwork they need to understand it, the possible causes and the possible solutions. It's a good starting point for also considering your product choices and your skincare habits as well. The best thing about the workbook, though, is that if you do the exercises at the end and then email over your notes to us, we can schedule a complimentary 15-minute video call with myself to provide you with some expert guidance on your journey to clear and healthy skin. So it's definitely worth a download. Absolutely.
Hey, it's me, Carleen, and I want to pause for a quick second to speak about the unspeakable female hair loss, pearls clutched, in partnership with our friends at Nutrafol. So you might not hear about female hair loss a whole lot, but it is happening. Nearly half of all women are freaking out by what they're starting to see before they're even 40. So let's talk about it. We really want to break on past any embarrassment and take away some of that stress. It's 2020. The more we talk about these things, the more we realize we're all in the same boat and nobody needs to feel alone if you're a woman who's shedding like crazy. Actually, even if you've never thought about hair loss, you're going to want to lean in to hear about Nutrafol. It's a physician-formulated, 100% drug-free line of nutraceuticals for thicker, stronger, healthier hair. Who doesn't want that? So here's the deal with Nutrafol's potent botanical formulas and why it's won breakthrough awards in so many magazines. The results are clinically tested, and frankly, they're impressive. 77% of women saw improvements in hair fullness in just 90 days with regular use. I just got mine in the mail, so I'm on day 2 of my hair revival journey. I know mine could use a little oomph, a little zhuzh. And what's great is that when you subscribe, you're set up for monthly deliveries, so you're never going to miss a dose, and you can pause or cancel anytime. So there's no commitment. Again, none of that stress. So we're going to hook you up. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using the promo code BEAUTY to get 20% off. That's their best offer available anywhere. Plus, you get free shipping on every order. That's 20% off at Nutrafol.com using the promo code BEAUTY for their best offer anywhere. We're going to link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes for that 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, with the promo code BEAUTY for hair as strong as you are. And now back to the damn goods. So I want to talk about another big trend that we're seeing in mineral sunscreen, which is this idea of mineral sunscreens that have come so far that they almost are like skincare. So I've got a mineral sunscreen that I think would be great for dry, dehydrated skin like mine. It's the Biossance Squalane and Zinc Sheer Mineral Sunscreen SPF 30. It's $30 US and it is not available in Canada. Some people might remember that Biossance had an SPF a few years back. It was actually phased out and discontinued. So this is the new sunscreen that just launched in March. And I have to tell you guys, I love it. This is my favorite one of all the ones that I'm going to talk about today. And that's because it really is super sheer. You know, we just talked about that invisible. We're seeing sheer on all the labels. Can you believe that it's sheer? They're all saying it's sheer. I mean, what I love about this Biossance Zinc Mineral Sunscreen is it feels like a moisturizer. Not just a moisturizer, but a moisturizer lotion. It's in a tube. It comes out quite thin. I'm shocked that it's not like a daily moisturizer with SPF, because that's exactly what it feels like. They actually say no white cast guaranteed, which is a strong statement. I can tell you that, with the exception of the one I'm going to talk about next, which is just totally different, this one definitely disappeared the quickest on my skin when I put it on. And what I love about it is that it has this hydrating, fresh feeling. That's down to the squalane that we know is in all of the Biossance products. Glycerin is also really high up on the ingredient list. We know that's a great humectant. So for me, I always have dehydrated skin, and I just loved that fresh feeling. It gave me a soft, dewy finish without being at all greasy or tacky or sticky. It truly felt like a skincare product to me, and I just felt like it was a revelation. I love this one. 5 out of 5.
That's great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try it.
You are going to love it.
I feel like our Canadian counterparts, we're always just a little bit behind. I'm sure it'll launch here soon. And actually, the YouTuber that I just mentioned, Simply EJ, she actually tested that one too. And she was just like, this is way better than the Dermalogica and for $24 less.
Yeah.
Speaking about that trend of just like these skin-friendly formulas that almost feel like a really natural part of your skincare routine, you discovered another hit.
Yeah. So this is a total innovation, you guys. And I want to say that this is the best mineral sunscreen for glowy skin in 2020. I'm talking about Ava Issa Sun A Serum Drops SPF 35. It's $45 US and $50 in Canada. It's new. It just launched mid-April online. And what I love about this innovation is it really is a serum. Okay, so where everything else, you could say it's a cream, you could say it's a lotion. This one comes in a little glass bottle. It's beautiful. It's like a dark ruby red color. It's glass. You open, you untwist the lid, and the lid is actually a dropper. So you can give it a couple of pumps. You know, we've all seen on Instagram the serum where you pump it right onto your cheek. and it looks like you've got these little teardrops running down your cheek. That's what you could do with this one. And you might have even seen this innovation in sunscreen with Kula's Sun Silk Drops. The difference with this one, though, is that Kula is not a mineral sunscreen. It's a chemical sunscreen. It has avobenzone and homosalate. So this is like your clean beauty dupe. It's going to protect you with 25% zinc oxide. There are no chemical filters in it whatsoever. It's actually a Canadian company, and they make another sort of brand under their umbrella called Cyberderm. So you guys might be familiar with that one. Both of those brands you'll find at places like Credo and Detox Market. Late breaking news, guys. I'm jumping in for a second to interrupt myself because we just discovered that there's a product out there that's pretty much exactly the same as the Ava Issa serum that I've been loving that you may have heard of. It's the 11 by Venus Williams Unrivaled Sun Serum SPF 35. So if you've been wondering how that product is, it's pretty much a replica of the Ava Issa, and that's because it's made by the same parent company. So it has the same inky list. That's the ingredient list on the side, same order, pretty much the same packaging, different color. Been confirmed by my sources. So that's bound to be another fantastic option, even though I don't have it in my hot little hands. Had to update you guys. It's amazing news. Love you, Venus. And now back to my review. But I just loved this new innovation. I think it's so exciting. It dries to a demi matte finish and it gives you a soft radiance. It's really silky. And Jill, like you were saying, it's like, because it's a serum and it's so thin, it's almost like a really watered down milk. You put it on your skin and right away, that whiteness goes away. Like of all the sunscreens we've talked about today, I am 99% certain that no white cast would show up on anyone. Because it's just, right. It's like an oil. It's like a face oil.
It's really almost too good to be true, but I trust them because all they do is sunscreen.
That's right.
It's like, it's just that innovative that you can't almost believe it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'll tell you who's going to love this product. People who love face oils, skincare face oils. You love that glow. You're that Glossier girl. You know, you don't necessarily wear a lot of foundation or any foundation. You want to have that summer gleam. You're just feeling all glowy and the light is reflecting everywhere. You're going to love this product. And I think what's great about it is I tried last year, like Beauty Blender's Sun Shield dry oil sunscreen. And I really didn't like it. The texture, it just, once you put it on, it continued to feel greasy. And again, it's like, it's from a makeup company. How much do I trust that's actually doing its job? Anyone who knows face oils know it's all about how refined and the quality of that oil and how it feels on your face once you've rubbed it in. This one, I feel like it kind of, you can feel that it's there, but it's by no means greasy. It just feels like a skincare oil. So I think it's really special.
Silky. Their tagline is luminous protection drop by drop.
Yeah. Into it.
Chic.
So into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very happy with that one. And I think it's going to fly off the shelves. Really cool.
Totally agreed. So Jill, you've been trying another one that sort of falls under this sunscreen as skincare. Tell us what you've been trying.
Yeah. So I would say this is the best mineral sunscreen for brightening. And I really like it for under makeup. It almost acts like a skin brightening primer. And that is the Super Goop Zinc Screen SPF 40. It's $42 and $55 in Canada. I know this has been around for a bit, but Super Goop just finally launched here in Canada, Yay! Which is why I have my hands on it. Yeah, so we've been having to cross-border shop for this brand for a while. So now we do finally have it. And I will tell you why I like it under makeup. And first of all, it's in a pump format. I really just see this as something so portable, something that I will be like throwing in my makeup bag. And when I can get on a plane again in the near future, I hope this will absolutely be coming with me. And the reason that I love it is that it really has that lotiony feel. Like I feel as though I am just putting simply a primer on my skin. Mm-hmm. And it has slight pink pearlescent cast to it that's really meant to cancel out that white, the white pigments. Mm-hmm. And so what that's going to do under your makeup, when it goes on your skin, I find it doesn't leave a pink cast. I am more on the pale side, so I can't speak to if that does that for dark skin tones. Mm-hmm. Just giving my personal experience here. But I do find that it gives a brightening effect to the skin. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't impact, though, any of my foundation colors or anything like that. I feel like the colors I put on top for my makeup went on true. And I felt like I could really rely on this protection
right
throughout the day. The other thing I really like about the fact that it has like a hint of that pink to it is that you're not going to get any flashback in photos.
Right.
And so that's why I think it's kind of genius that way. Mm-hmm. And I just see this as sort of like a real workhorse sort of in your makeup bag. And it has SPF 40. And again, Supergoop, all they do is sunscreen. So I do really feel like they work on textures and formulations and that protection. And they're here to make sure that you're protected. So you're going to get that protection throughout the day. And they even have like one of those powders, so that I would probably tote that with me as well to just kind of touch up throughout the day.
Yeah, love those. So smart.
Okay, so this feels like a bit of a role reversal because you're about to tell us about the best mineral sunscreen for oily skin.
That's right.
And I don't know why I'm not talking about one for oily skin, but
I got my mailer first.
Yes.
You know, we've been talking a lot about sunscreens that give you a glow, that give you brightening. Really definitely want to cover off a sunscreen that's going to be great for oily skin types. So the one that I tried and loved is the Dr. Jart Every Sunday Mineral Sunscreen SPF 50. It's $39 US. It's in the US only, and it launched late April. It actually has sold out at Sephora already. So I think that tells you how anticipated this is. Dr. Jart has a few different sunscreens already. So this one is definitely just mineral. There's no chemicals in it. And I think what's really exciting is that we know Dr. Jart is a Korean skincare brand. So textures are going to be on lock. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jart is also a dermatologist developed brand. So we know that right. all of the science is going to be there as well.
And also just like the K-beauty world, it just doesn't accept mediocre.
Yeah. Absolutely. Completely true. So this one is waterproof. It's weightless. It's been clinically tested to be hypoallergenic and safe for sensitive skin. And it also has, for oily skin, porous powder. And that absorbs oil to deliver this lightweight powder finish. So that's why I think it's going to be great for combination oily types. Jill, I really think you're going to love this sunscreen.
Yeah, save it for me.
Yeah. One thing that I will say when I used it, when it first came out of the tube, I was a little worried because compared to some of the other ones we've talked about that are super weightless, you know, more like skincare, this one feels more like a proper mineral sunscreen. It comes out kind of thick. And when you start to rub it in, you're seeing a lot of that white. And so I was like, uh-oh, this isn't going to be a good one for me. But what I found, I was happily surprised to find that the more I rubbed it in, it did disappear without leaving a white cast. You know, I can't say for this one that that would be true for all skin tones. This one, like I said, would probably, I would question that the most. But for me, being a pale person, it did disappear. I loved that it gave me a bit of a matte finish, but still reflected light. You know, there's nothing worse than, there's a ton of sunblocks out there that give you a matte finish, but they also can make you look dull.
Yeah, it's a real flattening effect.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
With those pigments.
And nobody wants that. So this still allowed me to reflect the light. I really liked it. It also had a light lemony scent. I'm normally not up for scents at all. They are sort of natural citrus and that sort of thing. So there's no added synthetic fragrance if you are sensitive to that. So this one was a thumbs up for me as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So we're going to move on now to a clean sunscreen option because I know that a lot of you are really into clean beauty. And frankly, I think one of the biggest misconceptions about physical sunscreens is that they are all natural that they're organic and that they are clean. And the fact of the matter is a lot of them aren't. A lot of them have, sure, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide as the filters, but then they'll also have PEGs and mineral oils sometimes and just things that if you're into clean beauty, you don't want to touch.
Yeah.
So this is I can say with confidence, this is a clean beauty formulation. And so this one is from Consonant. It's called the Perfect Sunscreen. It's $40 US and $45 in Canada.
Here's my thoughts on this. It's definitely a fully clean formula. It has aloe vera in it, which we know is really great for like sun-drenched skin. It has grapeseed oil and rice bran oil, and it has micronized non-nanoparticle zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. So that gives you that broad spectrum coverage that we know is so important. And I will also say, we didn't touch on this off the top, but another reason that I like to choose physical sunscreens is that I know they're not going to sting my eyes. Mm-hmm. I hate that. Like if I'm at an event or if I'm going to be outside for a long time and I just want to make sure that like, if I have a sunscreen, I want to be protected, but I also don't want to like ruin my eye makeup.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this one, it has a slight tint to it, a mica tint. And I find that you do have to rub it in a little bit more than some of the other ones that I talked about today to not get that white cast, to make sure it's fully blended. And I would say it's called the perfect sunscreen. When I say it's perfect, it's definitely close to perfect, but there were a couple drawbacks for me. One of which, a lot of clean beauty moisturizers, I find they often don't fully absorb into my skin. I like a gel cream texture usually. So those usually just like, they're like in my skin and I'm like good to go. And they give you that hydration. I find with a lot of clean beauty moisturizers, they almost like sit on your skin a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that is true for this product. When you touch your face, you can feel that you have it on, not in a way that it's felt as though it's weightless, but when I touch my skin, I know that something's there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's a very slight difference.
Right.
And I think some people online said that they found this one a little bit too tacky. So that, again, is just a personal preference. But we just wanted to make sure that we provided a clean option. Yeah, so I put my makeup on top of it. I'm wearing it today. I think my makeup looks really good. I don't think it changed the color of my foundation or anything like that, even though it is tinted. And to be honest with you, I kind of like that I can touch my face and feel like it's still on there.
Because mm-hmm.
sometimes with SPF, I'm like, did it disappear? Did it move?
Right.
I actually kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So that's an option for our clean beauty lovers out there.
Definitely have plenty of those.
Yes. Okay, so the big finish is, as promised, we're going to talk about a drugstore find. You know, I stan a drugstore find because while we've talked about a lot of options today, we realized that a lot of them are a little bit expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to round that out.
Yes.
So what do you have, Carlene?
Absolutely. So this is a new discovery for me. It's not new in the market. It's called the Australian Gold Botanical SPF 50 Mineral Tinted Face Lotion. It's $9.99 US and $19.99 in Canada. So some of you may know it. You may love it already. It is water resistant. It's non-greasy. It's antioxidant rich, and it has no added fragrance or dyes. So that's all the stuff that it has going for it. It is a tinted formula, which a lot of times I don't love tinted sunscreens because I find for some reason those tend to be a little drier in formula. I also find they can make my face look a little bit muddy and they tend to have more of a matte finish. This one doesn't feel like that at all. It, you know, they call it a tinted face lotion and it does remind me of a tinted moisturizer in the sense that it gave me more of a fresh feeling, wee bit of coverage with a hint of dewiness. So it really blended in seamlessly for me. And I think this is great for like normal combination types, even dehydrated types. I have to say I was impressed going back to that idea of like, how much does it feel like a facial moisturizer when you put it on so that you mm-hmm. want to put it on every day and get that protection? I was surprised this one felt great.
It's so funny. That brand to me is so like the brand you used to see in the tanning salon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So yeah, it's like I was almost like a bit skeptical. I was like, can this be? But that's great.
Yeah. But I would say that, yeah, just off the top, it feels kind of like a BB cream. And I just think that's really impressive for an affordable buy. So I stand by it and I recommend it.
That's great. Well, we have tons of options here. I'm sure you'll be slathered head to toe in your backyard next week. And we would love to take these on a road trip to a beach, maybe another time in the future. But for right now, we'll have to settle for being outside, walking, or being in your backyard. And I will say, you know, after saying all of these and testing all of these for myself personally, I think what I'm going to be looking for is even some more of those like hybrid products that maybe have like one chemical filter, but then they also give you zinc oxide and titanium
titanium dioxide. I think that's also where we're going to be seeing the next innovation happen and the next trend, sort of blending the two worlds together in a safe and effective way.
Yeah.
So there was a few of those that I called in. They didn't get here on time, unfortunately, but I will put them maybe on stories and let you guys know my thoughts on those.
Yeah. I think oxybenzone in particular is going to be the next big demonized ingredient. So we'll totally. See a lot of sunscreens that maybe aren't 100% physical sunscreens, but we'll have same thing like paraben-free, phthalate-free. It'll be like oxybenzone-free. We're already starting to see that. And
it's something we see a lot more now too, is just like reef safe. So I think there's just always so much innovation and education in this particular category.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing topic and we will cover it again ongoingly. If you guys have any questions for us, any feedback, anything you've tried that's a mineral sunscreen or otherwise that's your ride or die, drop into our Facebook chat room and let us know what it is. Leave us a DM. We love hearing from you.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
That's it.